Chapter 1. A Brief History of Stoicism. No picture of any way of life is complete without some knowledge of its origins and history, so we will begin with a brief overview of the birth of Stoicism and a look at some of its notable figures. The ancient school of Stoicism has its founder in Zeno of Citium, born around 334 BC to a family of merchants on the Greek island of Crete. Zeno himself became a merchant, and legend has it that sometime around the age of 30, he suffered a shipwreck while on a voyage to Athens and lost his entire cargo of highly valuable purple dye. Shortly after making it to Athens, he is said to have been delighted by a work of the earlier philosopher Socrates. Asking the librarian where he could find another thinker of such caliber, he was pointed to the Cynic philosopher Crates of Thebes. Cynicism is one of those philosophies whose name has been heavily twisted in its common use. The Cynics, descended from the teaching of Anisthenes, a follower of Socrates, preached a life of virtue by living in accordance with nature and rejecting material pleasures. Zeno was so impressed by this philosophy as to become a follower, but not for long. Their lack of interest in scientific pursuits was too limiting for his inquisitive mind. Zeno left the Cynics and, by turn, went on to study under other descendants of Socratic thought, such as the Megarian philosopher Stilpo, the dialecticians Diodorus and Philo, and the Platonists Xenocrates and Polemo, moving on from each when he had learned his fill, though not without attracting critical comment from his peers. After 20 years of achieving fluency in the tenets of these varied schools, he departed to found a school of his own, setting up shop in a colonnade in the main square of Athens known as the Stoa Pokyle, which translates to the Painted Porch. The Stoic philosophy was born, taking its name from its place of assembly. Very few first-hand works from the earlier ages of Stoicism survive today. Most of what is known from most of philosophy in that age comes from the 3rd century AD biographer of the philosophers, Diogenes Laertius. From him, we learn that Zeno was succeeded as the preeminent Stoic by Cleanthes immediately after his death, followed by Chrysippus and a succession of notable figures. This lack of first-hand documentation is a great shame, because the works of these early Stoics is alluded to in great detail in later works. Chrysippus in particular was lauded as having been the most influential in the works of those who followed after him. The works of the later Stoics are much better preserved, though, and the majority of the tenets of modern Stoicism are derived from the works of 3 later luminaries, Seneca the Younger, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius. Seneca was a tutor to the Emperor Nero in his youth, and later one of his principal advisors. Nero's reign is well known as a prime historical example of tyranny and cruelty, but it is said that during the period when Seneca had his ear, his reign was even-handed and competent. During his life, Seneca wrote many works, including a 12 essays on philosophy and 124 letters, many of which are still extant and have had a powerful effect on Stoicism through the ages. Epictetus was born circa AD 55 as a slave in the Roman Empire, and also received a crippling injury on his leg at a young age. He was given permission to pursue his passion for philosophy by his master, Epaphroditus, who was himself a freed slave as well as a secretary to Nero. He was freed in the year 68 and began to teach philosophy in Rome until AD 93, when the emperor Domitian banished all philosophers from Rome. Fleeing to Nicopolis in Greece, he founded a philosophical school where he brought under his tutelage a young man named Arrian, who wrote down the discourses from his own notes of his master's teachings, as well as the practical manual, The Enchiridion of Epictetus. The works of Epictetus are particularly notable in that they provide advice that is most applicable in everyday life. His work is by far the most widely used and applied in modern Stoicism, and the vast majority of what is contained in this book is derived from it. Marcus Aurelius was born in the year AD 121 and was emperor of Rome from 161 until his death in 180. He was heavily influenced in particular by the writings of Epictetus, and while on campaign in the years 170 to 180, wrote a collection of thoughts for his personal guidance, in which he quotes heavily from his philosophical predecessor. Originally titled To Myself, the writings were after his death given the title Meditations, and have since been held as an example for good and conscientious governance by a great many statesmen since. Marcus Aurelius himself was a much respected figure during his life and reign. Lauded as a most prudent and conscientiously just emperor, he is remembered in history as one of the 5 good emperors of the Roman Republic. Many often commented on his calm and imperturbability in the face of adversity, including being unfazed in the face of insolence from his subordinates, which in many leaders would have elicited fits of rage and heavy-handed retribution. These are some of the founders of the philosophy of Stoicism: a slave, a teacher turned statesman, a merchant who lost everything, and an emperor of the largest domain that had ever existed at that time. Could a broader cross-section of humanity be possible? That Stoicism has its roots in such a varied sample of humanity speaks for its potential to hold a solution for people of all backgrounds.